Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. I seem to be speeding as I'm talking. Speed. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 311, and I will be trying to reach Connie here in just a moment. Oh, I was going to find her here. There she is. Alrighty. And starting the broadcast on Periscope. Here we go. Hello, Connie.
Hello there.
How you doing?
I am busy. Doing good.
I'm sorry. Did I bother you?
No.
Oh, okay. Good.
running. I'm not running. Literally, just like three different conversations.
Well, you are partially bionic now. So I'm sorry. You get everything done in half the time. Look at mom go.
How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. You know what? I almost forgot to put you on the. I almost forgot to put the speakers on the thing here again. So no one's hearing me, or everyone's hearing me, but they're not hearing you again. So this crazy guy is talking to himself again. There we go.
They've come to expect it.
Well, yeah, I suppose. That Packard guy, he talks to himself a whole lot.
It's sort of like that cartoon. Somebody took the Garfield cartoon strip and they removed Garfield from it. It's just John.
Oh, really? I've never seen that.
I'll have to link it to you sometime. It's actually very depressing.
Oh, jeez. Garfield was actually a figment of John's imagination. None of it actually happened. That would mean every time Odie... And if Odie was still there, that means every time Garfield supposedly pushed Odie off the table, he actually jumped. That's even more depressing.
Yeah, I know.
I think I'm just going to jump from here.
Yeah. It's like Kubrick, Nicholson, Shining level of weird and disturbing, too. It's a very strange thing to do. God.
Oh, good grief. Hey, are you going to play the lottery tonight? It's up to $1.5 billion with a B, a big fat B. And it's not the kind that buzzes in your butt on your bonnet, either.
I thought you say butt. Okay.
Oh yeah, it buzzes in your butt. No, that's if you're at the nudist colony, then it buzzes in your butt. Yeah.
I guess. Evidently, the ticket I bought the other day didn't work. Then I guess.
Oh well.
You could still match a couple numbers and.
There was some guy that posted up a picture of what the lottery was, and he was off by one number one way or the other. It was either one more or one less than the one just before.
Oh. That's a heartbreaker right there.
It is. It really is. Or it could have been completely faked and he bought one and he just, you know, had something show up on the screen or whatever and he did it himself. So, like, I was really close. I came really close, fuckers. They should give him something. If you come that close to a lottery ticket and you're just one off, you should get a consolation prize of some sort. You know, just like, I don't know, a pat on the back and maybe a buck. Here's a dollar. Thanks for playing, you know.
Exactly.
Something, you know. Something. If you came out that close, you should get something. But I went and bought some tickets tonight. I mean, $1.5 billion, plus I had to go up and buy shampoo. So I figured, yeah, why not? I have to go out anyway. So if it wasn't for the shampoo, I wouldn't have gone out. What's that? I'm sorry.
Well, no, I do tend to buy a couple lottery tickets every week, and they're my little happy thought. I don't spend more than like a couple dollars.
Oh. Yes,
you know, I think three is normally what I spend, and this last week I actually bought the Powerball.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know if I'll be able to get to the drawing at 6?
The drawing is at in 4 hours and 49 minutes. I downloaded an app on my phone.
Well, I might be able to get out and get one before that closes out. I don't know. Yep. We'll see. Yep.
The if you match 1 plus 5, you get 949 million dollars.
That's what this says. Yeah, here. Well, yeah, and that's just estimated because the sales will probably increase that by something.
Oh yeah, absolutely. the power play is 3. I don't know what that means. I suppose. Oh, if you get the. Oh, what the hell? Okay, there's apparently a prize, and apparently there's a 3X prize. I don't know what that means. See how stupid I am. apparently what it means is that if you, I guess there's some kind of power play. You know what? Actually, let me look at my ticket. I bought some of these. I don't usually buy these a lot, just because, you know, I prefer eating, you know. let's see here. That's pretty much everything that's on there. I didn't choose a power play. Okay. I should have chose a power play on these, I guess.
Oh, a parable. Okay, that's like an extra number. If it comes up and if it's just 3, it might be that you get 3 times the amount of the lottery. It's an extra dollar or two.
Yeah. Well, according to this... They're ripping you off, or they just can't figure out how to put it in the app here, because it says here. Now get this: if it's 0 and 1, if you get the prize, it's 4. If you don't get just one number, it's that Powerball. You get $4. If you do the 3 times prize, you get $12. Okay, fine. But if you get all the way, you match 5 plus the 1, the prize is $949 million. But the 3 times prize is $949 million. So you don't get extra. They're not giving you any extra. But if you won the $1 million, you'd give you $2 million. But beyond that, no, fuck you. Fuck you.
I think the ripoff is buying the ticket in the first place, probably, but like I said, I just figure that it's a dollar or two a week and it's something kind of fun. Every now and then I win a dollar back too. I think one time I even won 3 or 5. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was pretty
nice. I just had someone just message me on Skype here. Hey.
Okay.
Sorry. This is odd. I just let them know we're having our meeting now. Anyway, I sent you some good stories just in case I lost them, because apparently I know how to do that shit.
Now, is it all religion? Again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is a short show. It's all religious stories.
Sure. Okay. Because I mentioned to Joe, I said, look, if you have something you'd like to talk about, just, you know, this is hot and current news, and find a, you know, make sure to message you during the show or maybe at times. So okay, I see them here. Got all 3, so I'll go ahead and put those here in the chat window.
Okay,
for you too. Let's see, did that one come up? That's from an earlier thing. Okay, I didn't actually copy that correctly.
That's here. Okay, we go.
Open link in new tab. Let's just do that. There we go. Now I can do this. I can do it.
What's the project funded at?
Oh, that's something. Sorry, that's like I said. That's something earlier. My son Tyler has a friend who has a film that he wants to get to some of the festivals, and he's doing a Kickstarter. He needs to raise $8,000 something by.
Oh.
Wait, did I get it that time?
Yeah, this one is...
Why is it just a picture?
Oh, it came out as text to me.
Okay. Anyway, it's actually the promo, the trailer they made for it, seems very funny.
See, I named the episode of this, let's see here, I don't want to stop the thing there, but I put on there, how do I look in my winter birthday suit? And apparently I had 3 people watch me right away. Apparently perverts. And they realized that I was not going to get undressed, and I'm not wearing a suit, so,
Well, you know, you are in your winter suit.
Yeah, it's okay, called fur. It's called fur. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's the second story.
Okay.
And the third one. Open this up.
Okay, there's the, I got the second, I got the other one there.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Copy and paste.
Okay.
There's three stories.
Okay, I sent you three. Okay.
Mm-hmm, because those were the three you sent me.
Oh, okay. I must have sent them over the last couple of days.
Facebook, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, this one I sent from my phone, actually.
The headlines one, yeah. We might not exist if not for this accident that happened 600 million years ago.
Yep. That one was on my phone and it popped up. It was like, okay. So, all right, let's see here. Let's look at the first story here. Disgraced bishop was not charged with sex abuse to avoid embarrassing the church, documents reveal. Former Anglican. I need to drink something with a lot of phlegm and maybe phlegmy to read this. Former Anglican bishop and monk was given a caution for a sex abuse and not charged in an order to minimize embarrassment to the Church of England, according to newly released documents. You're a bad boy. So guess what? We're going to give you up. Spanking on your hand. Naughty, naughty boy.
Could he be any creepier in the picture?
That is a creepy-ass picture.
He's kind of tilting his head. He's speaking of Jack Nicholson and The Shining. He's like, here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny's Johnny.
This guy has a very unfortunate name, too. Peter Ball.
Oh, there's an ad here.
Peter Ball went from being Bishop of Louis from 1977 to Bishop of Gloucester.
Yeah, Gloucester.
Gloucester, in 1992. He resigned just a year later in 1993 after receiving a poise caution. A poise caution. What the fuck is a poise caution? P-O-I-C-E, poise.
Spell check, come on.
Is this a real word? I gotta know what this is. I gotta know if this is actually a word or if they actually just fucked up here.
I know what I'm voting for.
It's an urban. Oh, it's Urban Dictionary. Power for signs for or emphasize a person's leaving of conversation or place. It's got to be a typo. It has to be a typo because there's. I looked this up in the word link and it says definitions. Sorry, no definitions found. Sorry, no etymologies found. Okay, so this has got to be a. This has got to definitely be a typo here. After receiving a police caution for gross indecency with a teenage man. Wait, is it? Is he a teenager or is he a man?
Yeah.
This is so poorly written. But was only jailed in October for last year for a sting of historic sex abuse offenses. Historic sex abuse offenses. Or for a string of them. I thought you said sting. A string of historic abuse offenses.
Yeah.
Wow. Details have now been published in the 29-page dossier compiled by the two detectives who investigated Ball, unfortunate name, in 1992. Ball, 83, was jailed for 32 months last year after he admitted 18 abuse offenses against young men and teenagers between 77 and 92. One victim, Todd Neal, my page just refreshed on me. Fuck you, page.
Committed suicide in 2012. Oh, geez.
Okay, yeah. One victim, Neil Todd, committed suicide in 2012. They only did something after somebody committed suicide? Fuck you, people. Although he did resign, he remained in England and was allowed to continue working as a priest. Fuck you, people. Double fuck you. The detectives were convinced of his guilt, and he believed he had been less than truthful. You think? They believed he concealed his sexual desires behind his religion. But remember, boys and girls, if you're a man of God, you don't do sinful acts. Because God forgives you for every time you do it. You just say, God, please forgive me, and I can go out and do it again. However, the police felt that charging him would have devastating effect on the church. I got a question for the...
Who cares?
I was going to say that. I got to ask these police, so fucking what? So what? If it was a multi-dollar businessman and it would bring down his company because he murdered somebody, so what? So what?
This is frustrating on the level of the documentary I watched over the weekend. I watched The Making of a Murderer, about the Avery family in Wisconsin and the murder charges. And when it came forward that, you know, for the defense attorneys that there was possibly police misconduct, they're trying to, you know, just imply in court, say, look, we think that the police purposely planted evidence on Stephen Avery. And the whining and the crying that goes up, I can't believe that you would accuse these upstanding people of the community of these crimes. And same thing here. Well, we just are so worried. What will this do for the church? Excuse me. I'm assuming that this bishop, or pastor, whatever the fuck he is, was raping some of your parishioners.
Yep. Last time I checked, rape is still illegal. Doesn't matter what your, whatever it is you believe. It doesn't matter.
Maybe people have the idea that rape is something that's violent and for. I mean, I guess it is. But we hide behind the word molestation.
Yeah, well, you know, and the thing is, going to Avery's case for just a minute, the governor here in Wisconsin, the play actor, I call him. Because he just fits the role. He doesn't actually do anything. He said he did not sign any pardons for anybody, and he said he's not going to. And that's totally irregular. I mean, you can look at him and say, yeah, I don't like this guy because I don't think he deserves a pardon. But he just flat out refused to do it. That's part of your job, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways, they're going on with this here. The detectives were advised there was a growing concern that Ball's mental state and suicide could not be ruled out. Oh, well, he might commit suicide, and that would be bad. You know what? Fuck, so what? Again, so fucking what? That's because they says, oh, well, he might commit suicide if we arrest him for all these abuse charges, so we just won't arrest him. Fuck you,
but
people.
But they have a kid who's committed suicide.
Yeah, we don't care about him. Don't care about the kid. Just as long as it's not the church is not tarnished in any way. I got news for you, fuckers. Your churches are tarnished. Every fucking last one of them. You think they're all gold? That's not gold. That's not even brass. Murdoch said the charging ball would counter any possible suggestions of an establishment cover-up.
No, it wouldn't.
How?
They've obviously done that. Ugh. I mean, if it was investigated, you know, in 92, this is two decades. No, yeah, it's two decades later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously something was covered up.
But also warned that to, quote, charge and proceed will probably have a devastating effect on the church, which is already in turmoil, unquote. So fucking what?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't.
The Archbishop of Canterbury has set up an independent review of the case. Oh, yeah, well.
There is some, you know, there is, I'll tell you this, there is, and this page just fucking reloaded again. God damn it.
Well.
Fucking, I hate it when they do that shit. Anyway, there is, I'll give credit where credit is due. I'm not all for bashing. Well, yeah, I am, but I do give credit where credit's due. Apparently, there's some Texas churches that display no gun signs to show opposition to the new open carry law. So that means you can't walk in a church with a gun on your hip. So, okay. And that's the Catholic Diocese of El Paso, Texas, are going to display no gun signs at churches following in opposition to the new open carry laws. Okay, good. Okay, I'm more power to him on that one point. And that's the only credit you're going to get from me. But the fact is, you should say, you know what? If you guys carry your gun, you don't believe in God, you don't belong here.
Well, it doesn't mean that they don't have concealed carry.
Right. Oh yeah. They but, oh yeah. You know, yeah. Just in case a gunfight breaks out in church, which unfortunately does happen a few times, I will admit.
Well, down in Texas, I suppose anything's possible.
Yeah. Well, it has happened. There have been people gotten shot in church.
North Carolina.
Yep.
Where was it last year? People having a prayer meeting in the
And the only reason why that prompted anything else because one of the people was a senator. If none of those people were important, they would have just written them off, just like they've done on all those other things. Sandy Hook, yeah. All those kids that got killed, they don't care. You know why? Because none of them were important. None of them held a position of power. They were just children. They don't fucking care.
No. Nope.
All right, moving on to the next story here. KKK leader who murdered a black girl with a crossbow wants out of prison after finding God. Well, you know, there's a guy in his next cell. His name is Jesus. It doesn't necessarily mean he's God. I'm just saying.
So he's hearing voices in his head and we should let him out. Why?
Good question. Yeah, I don't know. Why should we?
My invisible friend has forgiven me, so you guys forgive me too.
Yep, that's what he's basically saying. The case of former Ku Klux Klan leader convicted of killing. Okay, they did this on purpose to fuck with me. The former case of a Ku Klux Klan leader convicted of killing. See, you got a lot of K sounds there. A 6-year-old black girl with a crossbow did it again. Is being reviewed by the North Carolina Parole Commission, according to the Charlotte Observer. Russell Hinson, the exalted Cyclops, leader of the KKK in the late 80s, was convicted of first-degree murder for the shooting of Felicia Houston in the chest with a... I'm sorry, Houston. I always take the word Houston. You can blame Superman 2 for that. I'm just saying. If you know Planet Houston. Anyway, sorry. Let's see here. Shot her in the chest with a crossbow and then as she walked down the sidewalk in 92. Henson reportedly upset that he'd been ripped off by a black drug dealer and he wanted to take revenge on a black community. This is not my words. I'm reading the words verbatim, okay? So if you're going to be pissy about a word, this is not my words, but I am going to read these verbatim. I'm going to shoot a nigger through the heart, he told a friend. An all-white jury quickly found him guilty after a 6-day trial. His case is now being reviewed by the State Patrol Commission, which examines first-degree murder convictions every 3 years once a convict is eligible for parole. Hinson was previously denied parole in 2013. And since the 2016, I guess he gets another roll of the dice. There's no hatred in my. There's no hatred there anymore, he told the Charlotte Observer. Yeah. Long said, Hinson had found God in prison and is now African American friends. We just have to learn to forgive, Long said. Yeah. You found God. We'll just let you go. How's that sound? Okay. Let's say I murdered somebody and I sit in jail. And after I've been there for about a month or two or a year or whatever, I found God. So I don't believe in killing anybody anymore, so you should just let me out. You know what the first thing he would fucking do is? He would go right back to his fucking KKK friends.
Maybe he would. I guess I would like more of a reason why he feels he's changed.
It doesn't matter. He killed somebody. He did the time. He did the crime. He deserves to do the time. Jim finding God doesn't give him an exit out.
It does for me. If you look at it in another way, I don't know. It's pretty cold blooded to just go kill somebody who you don't even know.
Yeah.
But I don't know that incarceration in our prison system is.
Well, I'm not saying our incarceration system is perfect, but using this as an excuse is not a viable reason for him to get out.
Well, and you know, I think that there'd be so many other ways that would be much more helpful to help him change. And finding religion is not the way that I'd like to see that happen.
No,
I would like to see somebody help to be able to be reformed and to understand the consequences of their actions like that. But it's frustrating. I don't know.
Yeah, that's my opinion. I mean, if you kill somebody, you're there and you get a life sentence, you fucking stay there for life, or your time is served, one or the other.
Well, and again, I don't want to go totally off on the Netflix on the Avery case, but here we have a case of they just don't know. It was very
the Avery case
was planted evidence,
right?
And he's in life in prison, but here's somebody who actually did the thing,
right?
And it just like to me, there's.
I'm open to new evidence. If there was some evidence saying that he did not do this crime, that would be one thing. But he did this crime.
Oh, no.
So
it seems like it's pretty clear that he did.
Yeah. But Felicia's father, Eugene, said Houston should stay behind. Hinson should stay behind bars forever. I'm with him. If it hadn't been for him, she'd still be with us today. Or be with us, he told the Charlotte jury. He got a life. He should do life.
I'll say it's ugly. It's ugly why he even thought that this was okay in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about the string of people around him, the climate of the place he lives in, family, friends, who knows what.
Oh, my God.
That created that.
Here's another story right along the right side there on the Raw story there. If you scroll down just a little bit, right before it's in the comments, I don't know if you're seeing this. Florida man tells city council he opposes the LGBT protections because he molested little boys until he found God. Yeah, because that's exactly the same thing.
Jeez. Great. Tea Party lawmaker doesn't think Obama should cite the Bible. We own the entire tradition.
God. There's so much stupidity in this.
Yeah. The Florida man. I'm opening that one too then. I wanted to open it in another. Dang it. I wanted to open it in a different window and I didn't do that. Oh, well. Jacksonville City Council meeting debate over expanding legal protections to the city's LGBT residents took a bizarre turn when a man stood up in front of the audience and said he was a child molester, then blamed the gay community for his actions.
How? How does that? I robbed a bank. I blame the poor community for me robbing the bank.
What? Oh, my gosh. Roy Bay, 56, spoke during the public comments section at Tuesday's council meeting discussing the human rights ordinance. Bay's comments were made in front of hundreds of people, and as a result, the sheriff's office is investigating. I've lived most of my life sexually assaulting kids and never went to jail because why? Kids believe me that, hey, this is it. You're all right, son. That's not a problem, okay? It happens in a homosexual lifestyle, Bay told the crowd. Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh,
this is
God.
Just...
Okay. An attorney indicated to the news organization that if proven true, Bay could be charged with a crime because there's no statute of limitations for prosecuting sexual abuse of children under the age of 12. But at the moment, there is no evidence of Bay's claims. The news outlet reviewed his criminal records and found nothing indicating he had been arrested for molesting children. They had been arrested twice for driving without a license and one for civil contempt. Action News Jax followed Bay out of the council chambers to follow up on his claims. Oh, shove a microphone in his face. He told the station he committed the crimes in St. Louis, Missouri for 20 years because I thought it was acceptable.
Oh, that's like that. That's like that goddamn, what's his fucking face? That one preacher that said, "I didn't know it was it wasn't illegal to molest to have sex with children when they were with you know." That's basically what he said. I didn't know it was illegal to have sex with children until just now.
Oh, jeez. Bay said he was. When he was aged 10 through 12, he was molested in a restroom by the homosexual community. The entire community, folks. They all just joined in,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, the whole community got in there.
Yes. I entered into a life of homosexuality and did the same thing because that's what I thought life was all about.
You know, wow. You know what? This guy is so full of, shit. I'm smelling it from here.
Oh,
no
yeah.
one joins the homosexual community to rape children. That's not what they do. That's not their mandate in life. Their mandate is their mandate in life is to find somebody else who enjoys the same things that they do, just like every other adult does.
It doesn't matter if you're straight, pedophile. You know, if you're a pedophile, you're a pedophile. Homosexual, you know, pedophilia is a whole other thing. It's
you can be straight issue. And be you can be straight and be a pedophile
yes.
too.
Matter of fact, I think most pedophiles are straight. If you're talking about orientation,
yeah.
He said this was what life was all about: going into bathrooms and places and businesses and sexually assaulting kids. He then said that in 1985, I found out that was not acceptable. At that time, he said, I was a born-again child of God, and God set me free from that lifestyle. At that point, some members of the audience applauded and said, Amen. Bay then said, if the civil rights ordinance passes, it will become more acceptable than what it is now. Oh, well, well, well.
Now we have a whole other...
What?
We have a whole other... Wait a second. There's another one here. Right at the bottom, right underneath the thing there. Do you see that? It
says, Atheist's invocation.
Cut off when she reminds Tennessee Council that they shouldn't invoke God at meetings. Oh, well. All right. Let's see what this one says. Wow, yes. We got a lot of good stories tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oak Ridge, Tennessee Mayor Warren Gosch. And some of his fellow city council members gave a harsh reception to an atheist who encouraged them to be more inclusive at her invocation on Monday's court meeting, or council meeting. Footage from the meeting shows Gosch cutting Alita Ledendecker off after she says the council is giving a civil body, not a religious. The council is a civil body, not a religious one. So it should be recognized that secular authority in government is not sufficient but preferable. City Manager Mark Watson later claimed that Ledbecker's a member of the Rationalists of East Tennessee, exceeded the 3-minute limit. I said that less than 30 seconds. How can you? But the video of the review showed that she was cut off after 2 minutes and 23 seconds. His watch is running a little fast that day for the asshole he is. Len Decker and her group has successfully petitioned to develop invocations at two other communities in response to the Supreme Court ruling that secular groups be allowed equal opportunity to deliver them. Their invocation, the same one Len Decker delivered before being interrupted, states that no deities need to nor should be invoked to open council meetings because doing so gives the appearance of religious preference running counter to the separation of church and state. Realize that the community's growth and diversity encompasses not only many religions, but a growing contingent. Okay. I can see it in my head. I just couldn't get it out of my goddamn mouth. The growing contingent of those who have no religious affiliation, the nuns, she said, this community is made stronger by the diversity within it. I agree. The council, two city council members, Trina Bois and Rick Chin Jr., protested Len Becker's appearance. Fuck them. Chin can be seen in the video walking out in the middle of her remarks, while Bois did not enter the city council chambers until she was cut off. How very grown up of these people.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la. Stick my fingers in my ear.
Fingers in my ears, yep. Yes.
This was not an act of protest, but simply a choice to not participate in something that I believe might assail my beliefs. Oh, my poor beliefs were being challenged. She needs a new diaper. Or he needs a new diaper.
Yeah. Trina. It's a girl. It's a woman.
Is Trina? Okay.
It's a little girl. It's a scared widow girl, and her precious God is not big enough to...
My little God, my precious God is really being hurt. They're attacking me. I'm being persecuted.
Yeah. Oh, I have to say, I like this story
a lot.
A lot, yeah.
I like this story. Let's go with, you know what, this is January 13th, and today is January 13th. Let's go with this as a top story.
Okay, you want this as number one. Okay.
Yeah, let's go with this as a top story.
And actually, we do have a couple of good stories that we've already covered here, too, if we need them. So,
sure.
I mean, I like them also.
Yeah.
But, oh, my goodness.
Not the story we're going to talk about, but did you know that Al Jazeera English is shutting down?
I just saw that.
They've only been doing it for 2.5 years. We've been going strong for 4 years. Take that, Al Jazeera. Of course, you have a bigger budget than we do, so...
Oklahoma Bible study leader charged with more than 50 counts of molesting 14-year-old girls. He was brainwashed.
Where is this?
Raw story. If you go above the story we're on, and there's a banner with different stories.
Yeah.
It's the red faced guy with the white hair at the top of the banner.
Okay. Did you look up? 15-year-old girl is a prostitute for crying fear in Oregon town meeting. Is that the one?
No.
Talking? Okay.
No. Go over two. It should be Oklahoma. Say,
okay.
Click on it.
Oklahoma. All right. Got it. Bible study leader charged with more than 100 or more, 100, more than 50 counts of molesting a 14-year-old girl. He brainwashed. Oh, damn.
Oh, it's just one girl? Oh, my.
Oklahoma's Bible study leader has been charged with the dozens of sex crimes against a 14-year-old girl. Had a history of as a sex offender before joining the church.
Oh, my gosh.
Donnie Ray Schultz, age 45, faces more than... See, this guy does not look like he's 45. He looks like he's 55. I mean, this guy does not take care of himself. I mean, hey, I'm 45. I look good. I look good for 45. I look like I'm 38, maybe 40.
He looks like he frequents Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, he does. I think he does. I think, as a matter of fact, there's a Chick-fil-A wrapper in the picture. You know. Kidding. Donnie Ray Schultz, age 45, faces more than 50 charges for rape and forcible oral sodomy. Oral sodomy. Those three words should never, ever be put together. Forcible oral sodomy. That should always be voluntary. You know, all the way around. That should always be voluntary. Do you want to do this? No? Well, then, fuck you. along with counts of making and possessing child pornography. What a godly man this guy was. He met the victim through a Bible study class he volunteered to teach at a Calvin Christian church in Dell City, a city in central Oklahoma. Oh, apparently I said a word and I activated my phone. Oops.
God.
A teacher at her high school said the victim reported she felt brainwashed by him. You know, because when you feel brainwashed, you get a little your hair's a little fuzzy. You start bleaching on one side and darkening on the other on your hair. And and then you got a big scrub brush sticking out of your head because it's been washing your brain. I'm sorry, that's not that. That was a little joke there, you know, brainwash, scrub, scrub. The victim said that that over the course of 60 months, she and the suspect had sexual intercourse 20 to 30 times and had oral sex numerous times. Dell City Police Detective Michael Gray reported in a report obtained by News OK. Gray wrote that Schultz, a handyman, would often take his victim to the houses he worked at and rape her there. Oh, okay, let's say, all right, I'm working at this house tonight, today, and the people are not here, so I'm going to, instead of doing the work I'm getting paid to do, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to fucking rape your ass. Jesus Christ.
Where's her parents? Why did they?
He's a godly man. Why wouldn't they? Why would they question that? I'm giving her a Bible study as I work.
That's stupid.
Some people will buy that shit because they think, oh, they're learning a lesson from a godly man. Don't you know that any time that somebody is godly, that automatically absolves them of being suspicious in any way, shape, or form? She also reported that Schultz sometimes filmed the abuse. A spokesman for the church called the allegations a complete shock. Shocking. Shocking. This is a complete shock. He was such a nice man. He's such a godly man. He taught church on Sundays. He taught the Bible study. I can't believe he did such a bad thing. It's just not possible.
The News OK reported the church was aware of Schultz's history as a sex offender when he joined.
Yeah, they did nothing about it. They did nothing about it.
God forgave him. He was changed.
Oh, yeah. God forgave me. So.
And he's a new man now in Christ.
Yeah. While Schultz led a small group Bible study in church doctrine, he was only one of several members who took turns teaching class. The class was for adults only, but apparently some participated in the class before they were 18. Calvin spoke at Jason Sharp told the paper. Calvary spokesman Jason Sharp, okay, that's the guy's name, Sharp, okay, told the paper Schultz was never in any paid employee relationship with the church. Yeah, that makes all the difference. The church never paid him. He's not involved with us. Fuck you. We're not involved. We don't care. We knew about it, but we did nothing to stop it either. So we saw this guy was going around with a little girl, but hey, we're the church. We're not involved. This is the true face of fucking religion. He led the discipleship class as a volunteer. Oh, that makes all the difference. Before Schultz joined the church 19 years ago, Calvary Dell City had been informed by his previous church that Schultz was a convicted sex offender. But they told his current church he could be trusted and they should just accept him. No. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. Police believe there are more victims. Okay. I am beside myself. Actually, I'm not as surprised. Oh, Connie? I lost Connie.
Sorry, I dropped the call and then I thought that I was disconnected and I was trying to connect again. Anyway,
okay. I don't even know where you're I don't even know where you're connected at. Oh, you're probably connected at the other computer here. I don't see it because yep. I don't see it on my main computer here. You're on the other one now. I must have left the Skype running.
But they told his current church he could be trusted and they should accept him.
Yeah, I got
police
that part.
Believe that there are more victims. Yeah, I know you were reading the end of it. I'm just like, this is, I'm not sure Joe wants to talk about this, but oh my gosh, it's, God, no. Oh. This is so frustrating to see this, and
Yeah, it is. It really is. This is very frustrating.
This Calvary is... Christian Church. I'm trying to debate which kind of church that is. And I wonder if...
We have so many good stories here. It's not even funny to...
No, you're right. It's... A lot of them... Calvary Christian Assembly, Overlake. Interesting. Usually when they have, like, Calvary in their name, it tends to be a bit more evangelical kind of church. Anti-Obama march organizer fatally shoots right-wing militant buddy in drunken dispute over a gun.
Where's that one?
It, again, it's on the banner. I'm just looking at the banner.
I don't see that one.
Story. It's next to the guy with the cowboy hat.
Oh, there he is.
Hat.
I got him now.
Yeah. And
that's
I,
my gun. Because... No, that's my gun. I'll shoot you for it. Okay. You shoot. I'll shoot you first, and then you can shoot me after. And if whoever's still standing can wins and gets a gun. Okay, that sounds fair.
God. Tea Party lawmaker doesn't think Obama should cite the Bible. We own the entire tradition.
Yeah, I saw that there.
No true Scotsman.
Yeah.
Steroids, you know?
Yeah.
Can you believe this? Well, we have...
Because apparently if your mom was from the United States and your dad's from another country, automatically your Bible belongs just us rednecks. Just us white people. God damn.
You know, I do like the atheist invocation being cut.
Yeah, I like the invocation one for sure.
And actually this last one was pretty frustrating.
Yeah.
But it's still, I don't know.
All right, you know what? Let's do...
What?
Do you want... All right, I think... Let's see, what's the date on this one? This is the 13th also. The guy that says he opposes LGBT rights because he found God.
Oh, the floor in Florida?
Yeah, do you think we should do that one instead? Because it's got the LGBT.
So I don't know. I wouldn't want to discount whether or not he should be investigated. Mm-hmm. He should probably be investigated for that. But I think he's just trying to make a claim that he did these things to bolster the idea of LGBT being pedophiles.
Yeah.
And and it talk about, you know, it's almost like not the onion.
It is almost like an onion.
It's a Darwin story, too. It's like, really? Are you going to stand up and make this confession? You're under investigation now. Of course, maybe he considers that attention.
Right. These religious nut jobs are not above lying to make a point. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Testimony night at church is a really good example. Let me... drag out all my horror stories, you know, so that I can, first of all, I can have a little thrill of telling you all the bad stuff I did, but then I can say that this is how Jesus has washed me clean.
Yeah.
That's never made sense to me, actually.
Me neither. You know what, let me take a look. Let's look at this one. This is a Tea Party lawmaker. It says, the Bible belonged to me. It don't belong to no black person. Belong to me and my white race. Uh-huh. Tea Party. See, they went completely wrong as soon as this guy went completely off the rails as soon as he became the words, added the word Tea Party behind his what he does. lawmaker from Virginia attacked President Barack Obama for citing the Bible to criticize Republicans, who he argued owned Christianity.
Oh, wow.
That's just wrong. You're right. The whole argument starts out, no true Scotsman. Representative Dave Brat.
Brat.
Brat. Brat. Brat. Republican Virginia appeared Monday in the American Family Radio, the secretive American Family Radio program. Oh. That's us, the American Family, the secret biased bitch slap that needs to be bitch slapped family radio program hosted by Sandy Rios. Where he complained about
that name.
She
Fox News channel contributor, and she's had a lot to say about Obama seizing power, about Planned Parenthood. Oh yeah. Okay.
All right. She's a Fox contributor. Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah.
I am not shocked. Where he complained about the president citing Christian teachings to hammer GOP elected officials and candidates who tried to block the settlement of Syrian refugees in the United States, reported Right Wing Watch. Okay, he's using Christian tradition and trying to bring about compassion by bonking Republicans over the head with a Bible. Oh my God! Bonk. If you make us actually read a book that we believe in, or you cite words to us that we claim are our own, then you can't do that. What? What?
Bonking.
Bonking. Bonking. It's almost a comedy routine in what compassion and love is. He's mocking his enemies in order to compel a larger federal state using the tradition of love. He's mocking his enemies.
Jesus did that, actually.
Yeah.
All of his addresses to the Pharisees were very offensive.
Connie, the Bible belongs to him and his white redneck friends. He can't do that. The lawmaker said some liberal college professors were debating whether objective truth existed, which he said disqualified Democrats from claiming any part of biblical teachings. What? So if you see, the Bible says right at the front page, first page, it says in the beginning, God made Republicans and Democrats, and Democrats were the Satan of the garden. So he made the Democrats the snake, and the Republicans, well, they were the fruit of knowledge. And, oh, wait, no, we can't say that either. The Republicans were God, God's children, and the Democrats were real, real evil bastards. It says that right in Genesis 1:3.
The temptation to make argument at Hitler right now about...
That's...
We are the right party. We are the white party. Wait, no.
We're the white party. I mean, the right party.
We're all on God's on our side, and so we're chosen.
Well, you know what the Democrats need at this point? An iron chariot. I'm just saying. our side of the the conservative side needs to re-educate its people. Re-education camps. Re-education camp alert. Re-education camp alert.
1984, anyone?
1984. It's 1984. It's people that re-educate its people that we own the entire tradition, Bratt said. If you lose the moral argument, you lose policy argument. So every time, we need to reclaim the moral argument so we're strong. You fuck. So they're using a moral argument against us. You can't do that. You Democrats, you aren't moral. You're not moral like us. No true Scotsman.
I think Joe would really like this article. I like that it comes on the heels of the president's State of the Union address. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I'd almost be tempted to put it as the number one story.
I think I want to go that route, too. I was thinking the same thing. Let's use this as our first story.
Right. And then move the Florida guy to the hot news. Oh,
yeah, and then the Florida and the atheist invocation cutoff. Because it hurt my feelings, is our second story. Okay, all right, now we have a, let's see here. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, wait. There's more here we got to do here.
Yeah,
let's see. All right, we got the logical fallacy game.
Right.
I got to dig that out, and I got to put that in there. And then we are doing... Oh, excusez-moi. Then we're doing the, you know, I don't even have that in here. Oh, yeah, I do. They're doing the True or Troll. We'll pick up some we'll pick up some headlines, and I'll find them and put them in a file there. But we're not going to record that part because some people might listen to it on the podcast and go, ah, I already know which ones you guys are doing now. No, sorry. You, if you want to, you're going to have to come to the show and watch the True or Troll stories. So that'll be it for us then. So
tune in Friday, same bat time, same bat channel.
Right.
Well, not the same channel as on Vaughn Live.
No, it's on Vaughn. It's the same bat channel, VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokesat. That's our bat channel. That's where we that's where we come to have our bat craze. We all worship Dracula, don't you know that?
Is he sparkly?
As long as he's sparkly. No. I got that wrong. It's a Batman, not necessarily Dracula. It's, you know. Some atheists worship the Superman. I can't get under that boat. I'm just saying.
My Superman was Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
Brian Ralph did actually a decent job in Superman Returns too, but
yeah, well, yeah.
Steve Shives went to bat for Superman Returns, and I have to say that upon a second viewing, he was correct.
Is that the reason? There's been several Superman movies. I don't even know which one is which anymore. Is that the second one that just came back?
Yeah, it has Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor and basically another land deal. Lois Lane is engaged to a doctor, and she has a son about 5 years old.
Okay.
And Superman has actually gone out and looked for planet, remains of Krypton. So he's been gone for about 5 years.
Okay, all right. I was just curious. Yeah. Is that the one where he's like, they're in a boat, and the water disappears, and the boat, like,
yes.
Okay, that was a good one. That was a good one. Okay, I was thinking of the other one that just came out recently, where he's like, "Oh, I'm Superman, but I have to go to church." I'm like, "What?"
Oh, that's Man of Steel.
Man of Steel. Okay, yeah, no, that's.
I did not hate that as much as I thought I might.
I didn't. I have not had the time to sit down and completely watch it. I start watching it, and it gets into, like, I don't know, the first 2 minutes of it, I'm like, yuck, I don't like it so far. I'm not even 2 minutes in, I'm like, I need a sick bag. So
I'll say, yeah, you know, it's another discussion for another day.
Yeah, it's a discussion for another day, I suppose. Yeah, that's and our we're not talking about movies podcast.
Damn it, I want one of those, but my son Tyler, he says there's too many of those out there, Mom.
Too many movie podcasts. Yes, there are. There's a shit ton of them. So this is the not talking about movies podcast, where we're not where we are going to talk about some movies and a lot of other shit. So mostly other shit than just the movies. So, and we'll talk about completely unrelated things. Anyway, if you like the show, go to PackardPokesat at patreon.com/PackardPokesat and donate as little as a dollar to the show once a month, and then you can help us pay for the production of doing the show. While a lot of the aspects are free, my internet access is not free, and I do have a lot of other things I need to purchase to make the sound quality better, and video editing a lot easier. The last show we did was over 2 hours long, and it literally took me two days to edit and edit that down and fix it, because it was so fucked up. So it's no joke. It was really seriously fucked up. So it literally took me 2 days to get it done. That's why it came out so goddamn late. But if you like the show and you're on Facebook, and who isn't on Facebook, go to facebook.com/PackardPokesat and hit that like button, and keep us over 100. We're at, like, someone gave us a thumbs up recently, so we're back at 101. Thank you, whoever that was. We need more. We need a few more likes. So please hit the like button and tell your friends, tell your family, tell people you like, tell people you don't like, tell people on the street, just go out and yell, hey, listen to this show. And tell them they won't regret it. And if they do, it's their fault.
Tell them you're wrong. You should like this. Try it again.
Try again.
Look at Mikey. He likes it.
Mikey. Hey, Mikey. He likey. yeah. Anyway. Alrighty. I just got to find the file here. Here we go. Okay. Everybody have a good night, and we'll see you on Friday.
This is my night.
Tomorrow? Oh, it was like you're not out with me. Joe's with me tonight.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was going to say, what? Wow, Friday came fast.
I had a very long month. I guess I'm easily suggestible.
I guess. I was going to say Friday's not for a couple days. You're trying to make me older quicker. You're a click.
And it almost worked, too.
Damn it. If it weren't for you, the stupid... if it wasn't for you kids and that stupid dog, I would have got away with it, too.
That's right.
Uh-oh, Reggie. Good night, everybody.
Good night.